This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, we'll get through this. Yeah, like I said, even married people and, you know, people in relationships kind of get a little nervous about today. I was nervous. I woke up going, okay, I got to be like really Valentine's-y to hubby. And I, what did that mean? Did it mean I brush my teeth first before I kiss him? What did it mean? So I just shook things up a little bit. And so hopefully that worked. You know, unfortunately in relationships, you start to kind of do the same thing over and over again. And you don't realize you're doing the same thing over and over again. You know, and just sometimes something just new, right? Even if it's like shaving your legs. Sometimes that does go a long way and it means a lot. But we talked about this a couple days ago, how this day causes a lot of stress for people. But I thought today we would talk about how people who have trouble expressing love can do it in different forms. Okay, I wrote a little article on this. And I'm not very good with the lovey-dovey. I'm just not. I think... So if I want to be lovey-dovey and romantic, as soon as I think about what I want to do, I get the cringes because like, oh, that's so mushy, you know, or that's really weeny, or that's too girly, or it's just, I don't know. Okay, and so then I chicken out. And then I'm like, no, I need to do it. I need to say it. I need to whatever. And then when I do it, it just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't flow. And what I used to do when I was younger is I would always use, like, comedy. You know, for me, when I flirted with people, it wasn't the whole batting the eyes and, you know, unzipping or unbuttoning the sweater because I didn't really, that wasn't my forte. My forte was comedy. So I would do a funny poem, or I would say something funny, or I would just get louder around them or something. I don't know. And that's how I would let the guy know that I liked him. And so if the other person doesn't realize that's what you're doing, then it falls flat. So the point I'm trying to make is you need to play to your strengths. Now, mind you, if you're a comedian and in your relationship, all you do is... I get a text. You know, if all you do is comedy, that's going to drive them crazy. You know, so sorry about that, getting some texts in. Oh my gosh. I'm doing some research with some students and they're awesome, but we're just kind of all like convening today. So you don't want to just do comedy because, you know, your lady's going to want romantic or they're going to want, you know, I don't know, Michael Fassbender or Antonio Banderas or somebody. But if you don't know how else to express love, it's better than nothing. Okay, then, you know, do something funny. Do something quirky, even if it's making a mug. You know, you have to do something. And it doesn't have to be that awkward. So one thing I wrote about is if you have trouble saying I love you, then don't use the word love. You don't have to use the word love. I mean, you could use, you know, I worship you, I adore you, I am, you know, beyond enamored with you. You know, something like that. I mean, and, you know, if the woman's looking for love, and if a woman's looking for love, and I know I'm kind of talking right now about a guy-girl relationship, meaning the pressure's on the guy to say I love you, but this works for any relationship, then she said, well, you didn't use the word love. And you're like, well, that means more than love. You might fall flat on your face with that one. So what I would do is, if you can't say love, before you even start, express saying, look, I want to say I love you, but that doesn't even cut it. It doesn't even cut it. And I feel like if I say I love you, it's like 1,000 times less what I really feel. So I'm going to say this. That already, you're already in the clear. So you can always try to do that. The other thing too is sometimes it's easier to say I am in love with you than I love you. When you say I love you, it's so done. It's so, I mean, it's been done to death that when you go I love you, you know it, you know. But you know, if you're like, look, I you know, I'm so in love with you, that just sounds a little more deep and it flows easier. It's just easier to say. Practice it. I love you. I'm in love with you. But don't do it, you know, when the spouse is listening, because then they think you're like talking to somebody else. And then pictures. A lot of us can't talk. You know, we can't put things into words. Well, then a picture. You can do a picture of like your dog or cat holding like a little heart or something like that. Send it to your loved one and go, I love you. That might work. I mean, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And if you can't find a picture, there's tons of them online. I saw one where two people are holding hands and there's a sunset. You know, I mean, you know, you could steal other people's content. I mean, as long as you're not trying to put, you know, make money off it, and you could send it to your betrothed and go, you know, look, this is you and me, you know, or something like that, and, you know, be romantic. Now, I do poetry. I wrote a poem for Corey when we first dated. I can't find it anywhere. It was really damn good. It was really, really good. Probably mushy, too mushy for my taste, but I'm like, look, I'm never going to get married if I don't, you know, hook this one. So I wrote a really, really good poem. And something about snowflakes on his eyelashes, and I don't know what I did, but it was really, really good. And it worked. I know it worked. I got married. It's like, dang. Okay. Problem is now, I just don't have that creative flow. So I wrote you guys one that you can maybe use, okay? So I tried to be kind of romantic on this one if you guys needed something. I'm not giving this to Corey because, you know, it says, my world was lonely, cold, and dark until you brought it light. I love you more than words can say. You make my heart beam bright. Now, that's just too mushy for me. I want to vomit when I say that. But you guys may be like, no, that works. Steal it. I don't care. Or you could do roses are red, violets are blue. I really suck at poetry, but I still love you. Something like that, again, will still go a long way. So that's good. And then gifts. You know, we talked about how Valentine's Day, it's a lot of pressure because, you know, if your betrothed is at work and everybody else has gifts, you know, you might not want to do the flowers. They're expensive. You might want to do something like, you know, teddy bears or something that looks bigger and but could be kind of cheaper because flowers can be really expensive. But there's a lot of things you could do. You could get them a book. You could make a playlist of their songs, of love songs, you know, or songs. This is really, really cool. Songs that you listen to that makes you think of them. And you give them a playlist going, I totally get what these songs are about because when I listen to them, I think of you. And, I mean, don't do Baby Got Back or I Like Big Butts. That's what Corey gave me. And I'm like, no, that doesn't work. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a lot of hoopla about Valentine's Day, and we forget that we got Presents Day coming up. Presents Day coming up Monday, February 17th. Now, I will be on air because I like to work, and I want to give you guys an update on coronavirus. I'm going to give you an update today, but then I'm going to want to give you guys an update on Monday. So I want to just really quickly go through a little bit of history here with some of these big days, because it's interesting. The way we celebrate them is not the way they intended. So history.com helps us out a lot when it comes to giving us the real scoop. And so Valentine's Day, it's kind of started from the legend of St. Valentine. That's a legend. Okay? A lot of mystery. We don't really know what was exactly true. We got a lot of Christian and ancient Roman tradition that is mixed into the legend. And so the, from what we understand from history.com, the Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. They say one legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. When Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and family, he outlawed marriage for young men. Now, again, I can't confirm this is true because I can't interview anybody from that time, but my guess is I could see that making sense. They need soldiers. If somebody had a wife and kids, they'd be thinking about the wife and kids, maybe hesitating, not being so bold, but a lot of single men are like YOLO, and so with YOLO, you only live once. He probably thought the single man would be a better soldier. And so outlawing marriage meant now you have a bunch of single men. Now, Valentine, who was a priest, didn't like it, thought that decree was unjust, and he defied Claudius. And what he would do is if there were lovers who wanted to get married, he would marry them in secret. So then they're like, but we're married. We got married already. We got married like weeks ago. So, Valentine got caught. Claudius ordered that he was put to death. And so that was the more common story of Valentine. Others think that it was St. Valentine of Terni, who was a bishop, who is the true namesake of the holiday. He was also beheaded by Claudius II outside Rome. Other stories suggest that Valentine or Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons, where they were often beaten and tortured. According to one legend, an imprisoned Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself. He fell in love with a young girl. They think it might have been his jailer's daughter, who would visit him during his confinement. Before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter signed "From Your Valentine," which is kind of what we do today. Yay! I know, it's a little mushy. So we don't really know exactly what is the truth, but you know, the moral is Valentine was a good guy and he was heroic, put his life on the line for others, and he had the ability to love. Now, some believe Valentine's Day is celebrated, in the middle of February to commemorate Valentine's death or burial. They believe happened around AD 270. Others think that the Christian church might have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in order to kind of depaganize the celebration of Lupercalia. Now, I guess Lupercalia is a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus. Faunus is the Roman god of agriculture. And so that was on February 15th. And so Lupercalia was kind of more of a, I guess, a pagan Roman holiday. So, to begin the festival, members of the Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather in a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by the she-wolf Lupa. The priests would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. Oh, not a little doggy. Then they would strip the goat's hide into strips, dip them into sacrificial blood, and then take it to the streets. They would slap women and crop fields with the bloody goat hide. Women wanted to be slapped with it because they thought it would make them more fertile. Later, isn't that crazy? Like nowadays, we're all like, oh my gosh, please, I hope I didn't get pregnant. Back then, you couldn't wait to get pregnant. So, far from being fearful, women liked it, they said. Later in the day, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn, and then the bachelors would come, choose a name, and then get paired for the year with the woman that he chose out of the urn. Many times, these people ended up getting married. So, Lupercalia did survive the initial rise of Christianity. Later, was outlawed because it was kind of unchristian, they thought. And then Pope Gelasius, if I'm pronouncing that right, declared February 14th, St. Valentine's Day. All right. Then, somehow, it got associated with love, as opposed to more of a martyr historical thing. During the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of the bird's mating season, which added to the idea that the middle of Valentine's Day should be a day for romance. Lots of lovey-dovey. The English poet Geoffrey Chaucer was the first to record St. Valentine's Day as a romantic celebration back in 1375 in his Parliament of Fowls. I guess he said, for this was sent on St. Valentine's Day, one every fowl cometh there to choose his mate. So, Valentine's Day stuff, I guess, appeared throughout the Middle Ages. And, you know, it started to become more lovey-dovey. Cupid started to become a figure. Cupid is portrayed on Valentine's Day cards. Little naked cherub launching arrows at unsuspecting lovers. If you get shot with a love arrow, it's supposed to fall in love. But the Roman god Cupid has roots in Greek mythology as the Greek god of love, Eros. And he's supposed to be the son of Nyx and Erebus, Aphrodite and Ares. Others think he's Iris and Zephyr, I don't know, or Aphrodite and Zeus. But according to Greek poets, Eros was a handsome immortal, played with the emotions of gods and men, using gold arrows to incite love and allow and cause some to not love. And then he got, like, kind of branded as this mischievous, chubby little child. And that's why we have Cupid on Valentine's Day cards. So, by the middle of the 18th century, friends and lovers would, like, send tokens of affection. And then, you know, I guess later we had those little baby Valentine's cards that were super small. I don't understand that. Why weren't cards bigger? Then we had to, in class, make Valentine's Day cards. Which kind of mine was never very, you know, I had to draw a heart. I could never draw a heart symmetrically. My hearts were always lopsided, you know. But it's now the second largest card-sending holiday of the year. Women purchase 85% of Valentine's. Number one holiday, of course, is Christmas, for Christmas cards. All right, so we got President's Day. President's Day really has nothing to do with Valentine's Day. President's Day was established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington. It was known as President's Day after it was moved as part of 1971's Uniform Monday Holiday Act. So we used to have a set day, but in 1971, they wanted to create more three-day weekends for the nation's workers. You know, why have a day off in the middle of the week? It might mess with productivity, so let's just make it a three-day weekend. Some states still have the individual holidays honoring the birthdays of Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and other figures. Now, President's Day is supposed to just be for everybody. So, Washington's birthday is February 22nd. He died in 1799. We believe he died of a major throat infection that was really, really painful. I need to review that. A lot of interesting things on how our presidents died and what they tried to use and coffee enemas and weird stuff. But he died 1799, not an easy death. And he was, you know, remembered in the 1800s as the most important figure in history. But you also had other, presidents as well. So Washington's birthday was not really a federal holiday till the 1870s. And then they start to add, what about the other presidents, like, you know, Lincoln, etc. So Congress wanted Uniform Monday Holiday Act. This was back in the 60s. And it was championed by Senator Robert McClory of Illinois. He wanted to shift the celebration of several federal holidays to specific dates to a series of predetermined Mondays. So they didn't want to have employee absenteeism, etc. And, you know, they still wanted people to appreciate the birthdays. Now, Abraham Lincoln's birthday was February 12th. And Lincoln's birthday was a state holiday, especially in places like Illinois. So what do you do so you don't have a holiday for every single president? Because in a lot of other countries, they do that. They make it, I mean, you know, with leaders, you take off a whole week sometimes. So they thought if we did one day for everybody, it would be good. And so Richard Nixon put into law. And so now Washington's birthday or Lincoln's birthday, whether it's the 22nd or the 12th, is celebrated on President's Day weekend. And that's how it works. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me.
All right, guys.
When I tell you, you're just...
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate you guys tuning in. Okay, so with the latest, the count of cases has kind of skyrocketed a little bit, jumped a lot, a bit. We have over 64,464 cases and about 1,400 deaths as of this broadcast. And we're seeing fear among people as there are cats in masks. See little baby kitty cats. And these There's not, man, I wish I could show you guys a picture of this. See, I have cats. There's no way they would put up with this. But there are people making makeshift masks. Okay, I'm going to have to post this because you see kitty cats on leashes with these little masks. They look like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Hold on a second. Let me see if I could get this for you guys. I don't know if you could see these or not. I don't know. I'm trying to, they're like masks. I don't know. Okay. So anyway, not funny, of course. It's serious stuff, but you know, when we have cats that, you know, could possibly get sick, it means people are scared. I, by the way, I do love the fact that people are worried about, you know, their animals. I always kind of worry about, you know, when you know, stuff hits a fan. I don't know if you guys saw Chernobyl. When, you know, Chernobyl of nuclear reactor had its explosion, people were told to leave. They thought they'd get to come back in a couple days, so they left their pets. Put food out there, left their pets. Mm-mm. Pets, they were never allowed to come back to Chernobyl eventually because they were lied to. And then the pets were shot. So, you know, I love my pets. I don't know if I would, you know, make them a mask because, you know, my cats are mean to me and I think I would be like, you know, bleeding and need a pint of blood by the time I finally got that mask on them. And there's no way the cat would wear it. Cats don't like masks. But unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at with that. So, by the way, animals should not become infected with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 version, and then give it back to you. So we don't think your domesticated pets are going to be hosts. But it's a valid concern, especially since we don't really know much about, you know, where this came from. They did debunk the theory that it came from a lab, a nearby lab. Now, I can't confirm or deny that, but they believe that this came from a bat cave. Kind of like Batman Batcave. And they said that they found remnants of the original virus. They also said they did some genetic mapping of this virus and found it to be very similar to a 2013 strain that circulated and didn't obviously kill that many people because we haven't had really SARS since 2002-2004. But either way, they say it wasn't a leak from a lab, as the Israeli intelligence officer had suggested. I'm still open to all theories because I don't know what the hell is going on. But I bring that up because we're being told right now animals shouldn't carry it. Do they know for sure? I don't think so. But from what I understand about viruses and stuff, you know, our animals shouldn't really be able to become a host and then give it back. However, we have seen like pneumonic plague transmitted between pet owners and their cat. Or pets. We do know that there is a dog flu. Dogs could get a flu. They get their own flu. But they can get sick. They can get illnesses. But we don't believe it's going to spread coronavirus or COVID-19. We have 8 planes on lockdown at Heathrow. Heathrow, there's Gatwick and Heathrow in London. So Heathrow, great airport. I love the British accent. Unfortunately, 8 planes have to be grounded after passengers on board had complained of coronavirus symptoms. Coughing, sneezing. I mean, we all are coughing, sneezing these days. So apparently passengers on a United flight from San Francisco were told to stay put. So we're not even talking about going to China or coming back from China causing a quarantine. You going from U.S. to London could be enough if somebody's sick to be quarantined. So a lot of people kind of freaked out about the whole quarantine thing. And you know, listen, we're doing a damn good job here in America trying to avoid, you know, having this thing spread. We have 15 cases in the United States. I believe 8 in California, 2 in Wisconsin, 2 in Illinois, 1 in Arizona, 1 in Massachusetts. I know I'm forgetting somebody, so I apologize. So we have still kind of kept that at bay with the no more than 15 cases. I'm trying to think what else we have in terms of vaccine. Still working on it. They think they're going to have it, hopefully, within a few months. We hope that this outbreak is done by then. Any thought that it has been curtailed and in control? Nope. not happening, not that, that's kind of been debunked because we had a huge uptick of cases. We're now hearing that the death toll is at 1370. So Beijing is going to now do a quarantine the other way. If you're coming into China, they want to make sure you're not bringing new cases into them. So they're now doing a 14-day quarantine on people coming in. When I see this and I get asked, you know, how bad are we looking? You know, what should we be doing in America right now? What we need to be doing in America is a fewfold, which I believe we're already doing it. One is making sure we have plenty of hospitals with that sort of filtration system and where we have isolated quarantine facilities. One thing that I think we're doing wrong in a bunch of these other countries is the quarantine facilities that they're doing, like in Russia or in China, expose non-sick individuals to the virus. We see this quarantine on this Diamond Princess ship in Japan, where more and more cases are coming forward. And is it because they got the virus and it just took a while for them to show a positive, or is it because they were forced to be in an area and then got sick? A cruise ship is not designed to have that fancy reverse filtration sort of, medical hospital isolation unit. A cruise ship doesn't do that. Same thing with these makeshift hospitals that China made in 12 days and 14 days. Those don't have, you know, the sort of system in place, especially when you're dealing with thousands. We're looking at 64,000. So I think we have to, in America, identify what we're going to do, where we're going to put people, which we have, but also come up with a better way of how we're going to deal with asymptomatic people that need to have that 14-day quarantine. Again, the reason why 14 days, you're going to keep hearing that number, is because that's the incubation period. So if, God forbid, somebody, you know, gave it to me, and I'm like, I feel fine, I could have it in my body for 14 days before it starts showing symptoms. And if it's in my body, I could still express it and give it off. It's given off by respiratory droplet, or bodily fluids, you know, like respiratory fluids, like kissing, things like that. And so I could be contagious without even feeling sick. So we don't know if people are getting infected because they're stuck next to other people, or if they were all exposed and it just took them a while for the virus to come out. And then once their virus comes out, now you have the other people affected. So what we need to do in the States is, number one, is make sure we have enough proper facilities so people that are healthy and healthcare workers don't get exposed. Because right now in China, healthcare workers are getting exposed or getting sick over and over again. The first doctor that kind of said, look, we're looking at possible SARS, he's dead. So we need to make sure we protect our healthcare workers or people who aren't sick. But then the other thing we need to do is figure out how to calm down the fear of being quarantined. Because I, of course, I'm concerned that you're going to have a lot of people that are going to lie through their teeth. They're going to pretend they're not sick because they will not want to be in a quarantine facility. And so, I'm not sure how we do that. We still don't have a vaccine. We still don't have proper education on it. You know, seeing cats and dogs run around with masks means we haven't really educated people on it. But it also kind of shows that we might not exactly know what this sucker is capable of. Do I think it's going to be widespread in America if we kind of keep up what we're doing? You know, I think we're going to be okay. But it is spreading like wildfire. 1-877, that's Dolly, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, how many of you have ever reclined your seat back and somebody kind of kicked it a little bit or groaned and got mad, and you're like, well, I had to kind of put my seat back. I'm reclining. I have only maybe 2 feet of space in this crappy coach seat, and I'm going to put the seat back. Or how many times have you kind of been just sitting and you're cramped and all of a sudden the seat comes back and you're like, ugh. Would you punch the seat in front of you? Well, one guy did. Apparently, this guy might even be prosecuted. So a girl named Wendy showed a video of her sitting there in the seat. And we're not talking like full-on Rocky Balboa punch, but we're talking once she put her seat back, the guy behind her just kept hitting it, just repeatedly for minutes at a time. And so Wendy appeared on TMZ Live, and she wants to press charges against the man for what she says went down before she started videotaping him. She also explains that she never went to the FBI. Somebody claims that she went to the FBI. Not sure. Not sure what happened to the flight attendant. But a woman named Wendy Williams recorded a video. This was January 31st on an American Airlines flight from New Orleans to Charlotte. It's gone viral because somebody was Mike Tysoning the seat in front of him. Not even hard, but still, kind of using it like a speed bag. And he was in the last row, and the last row seat doesn't recline. And a lot of people are like, well, I want to sit in back by the potty. I know you don't, because that seat doesn't recline. So he's sitting there watching videos on his phone, but apparently he gets mad. And then he starts punching her seat, and then he leans forward and says something to her like, this is a turbulent flight. Can't really hear, but he was trying to claim that his punching the seat was because of turbulence. Yeah, right. And then she reported to the flight attendant. The flight attendant rolled her eyes, told Wendy to stop recording the video. And then, apparently, she gave the guy behind her, I think his name was Ali Jr., some rum. Wendy says she's escalating matters by pressing charges with the FBI against the man who mistook me for a punching bag. American Airlines has apologized, but hasn't accepted responsibility for the flight attendant, you know, giving him more alcohol. She claims that she had to get x-rays, headaches, lost time for work. This was according to TMZ. And when I look at this, I could see how she can sustain some, you know, damage. I mean, he just kept hitting it. And I would have probably just had a really bad headache, maybe some neck pain. I don't really know how strong. We don't have video of the whole thing. But it just kind of reminds us that you got a lot of, like, idiots out there. And plane flights are starting to get to the point where we're going to have some major safety issues. We heard, I think, 2 weeks ago of another case where somebody was sitting on the plane and the guy next to her starts rubbing her leg. She asks him to stop and he won't do it. Now, so we're looking at assault, not only sexual assault, but now other sorts of assault or battery. And it's because we're in confined places. And when you're confined and you're shoved up against somebody else, people do bad things. They take advantage of it. Maybe they're mad. You know, this idea of, oh, I'm claustrophobic. It really is real. People with claustrophobia, you know, might just kind of panic being in a close situation, but others may get aggressive. And, you know, I have flown first class a couple times. It costs an arm and a leg. And I think first class is the biggest waste of money. But I did so for two reasons. One is I wasn't traveling with my family. And I didn't like a previous flight where for five and a half hours, I was basically shoved in between two people that you had to basically touch the whole time. And I was like, you know what, I think I might want to pay the extra money. The other is sometimes I start to feel my leg or arm go numb because you can't move and stretch. You're in one position. And I think I just covered a story of somebody having a blood clot, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to make sure I can at least get up and move. But, you know, I'm even noticing, and I've been very comfortable. I'm not claustrophobic. I'm really fine in tight spaces. I don't like when I sleep in my bed, sleep all over. I stay in my one corner. I'm very comfortable with small places. I just, though, don't like to be around other people that can touch you or that breathe on you. I can't tell you how many times people would fall asleep on me. So you have somebody else on your shoulder. And I mean, I don't mind, you know, being a shoulder to cry on or a shoulder to lean on. But, you know, guys, the shoulder's still pretty damn close to the breast. And I don't want to fall asleep having some other man right there on my shoulder or, you know. So I, you know, if you've ever heard or seen me fly first class, it's not because I'm bougie or whatever. It's because that's the type of flight that it's going to be long. And I just don't want to be around angry, tired, mean people. And I've had some pretty, you know, pretty grumpy people in rows around me. Oh, and then the farter. There's always a farter. And, you know, it's one that sits and gets on your teeth. And it's at the point now where I really hardly like to fly. I don't like to fly. I don't even like to spend the money on coach. I had to get a coach flight once, and it was $734. I'm like, what are you talking about? What is this? You know, or, ooh, I hate this trick. So now you go on to, like, Orbitz or cheap flights or whatever. You go on to these websites, and you find a flight that's about $10, $15 from other places. So you buy it. But then they say you don't get a seat. You have to pay an extra $30 extra if you want to get the seat. Assigned a seat. They will assign, they have a predetermined assigned seat, and it's going to be in the middle. Right, a middle seat. And you're like, damn. And again, if I'm traveling with my kids, that's fine. You know, hopefully they put us all together. But one time they didn't. They put us all in different middle seats. So we were forced to spend the extra $30 a ticket round trip. So that's $60 per each. I'm like, you know what? Why are we even trying to get the cheaper flight? So flying has gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. I mean, I think I'd almost rather take a train so I could work, as long as the train has internet, so I could actually work and I could actually, you know, read, be comfortable, you know, stretch out, walk somewhere. I don't know. But it's, you know, you have people that are pretty, you know, uppity. Speaking of uppity, boy, are people uppity about Harry and Meghan. As you know, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have left, right, the royal family. They didn't want to leave it entirely, but I think Queen Elizabeth told them to poop or get off the pot. And reportedly, they have cut the roles of 15 members of staff in London. Well, why should they pay for staff if they are not going to be there? So according to Daily Mail, Harry and Meghan are closing their Buckingham Palace office. The team was notified last month. The source told the newspaper that while efforts will be made to redeploy people within the royal household, others will be made redundant. Meaning they're not going to, you know, spend taxpayer money on staff that isn't going to be used. Currently, the Sussexes, or Harry and Meghan, are living in Canada with their son, Archie. Archie Mountbatten Windsor. And so, from what we understand, she might be pursuing a talent agent. They would still probably continue their charity work, etc. But, they left. So some people are mad, thinking she destroyed the royal family. Others thinking, nah, you know, he needed a break. And then others don't care. 1-877-9000, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.